Coach, as usual, is Jim Miller, Pat Kerwin, Moving the Chains, SiriusXM, NFL Radio. Congratulations on the big second half performance down in Cleveland last week, Coach.
Yeah, I mean, it was a good second half for us. It was really good three quarters in the game. We were 7-0 in the first quarter, and then we had a poor second quarter, 17-0. So we were down 10 at the half, came back and scored 24 points in the second half, didn't give up a point, and we're able to get the win against a pretty good team on the road. You know, the Browns had gone on a nice three-game winning streak, and we were going on the road, and it was important to get that road win before we came back home for the next couple of weeks.
Yes, and we might as well start with that young tight end, the three home runs from him. Talk about Fourier.
Yeah, I don't want to put him in the Hall of Fame yet, but he's done a nice job for us. He's you know, just like a lot of young players, there's some things he's still working on, some things he's trying to be more consistent with, but catching touchdown passes isn't one of those. You know, he's got great size, he's got great hands, he's very, very strong. And I don't know if you'd know it by looking at him, because he doesn't look like the strongest guy, but particularly the second touchdown pass he caught, he took a big hit from the corner. He had the linebacker underneath, he had a corner and a safety over top. Stafford really put a nice pass in there, and he was going to take contact and was able to hold on to it, and that was a big touchdown for us. And then the one at the end sort of clinched the game for us. We're up 7. There was 2 minutes to play, you know, and that made it 14. And, you know, unless we gave up something, you know, big at the end, we weren't going to lose that game.
You know, and I was watching the game and thinking, you know, it's so good. And you guys that have this option appreciate it more than people might recognize. But, okay, Burleson's not there. We understand what his situation is. And Calvin's not 100%. But to be a good 12 personnel team, I want you to talk about it. You can get those two tight ends out there, and you do it, and they can be as threatening as three wides at times, and maybe in some sense, in certain field positions, even more threatening. Talk about your 12 personnel package. I like it a lot.
Yeah, you know, Pettigrew's really played well for us since the beginning of the year. He had a rough couple games early on, and about the last three or four games, he's really made big plays for us, not just with blocking, but catching the ball, run after the catch. You know, we're missing Tony Scheffler, who's been out with a concussion. So Joe was able to come in and give us some mismatches. You know, and I think both of those guys have done a really good job in doing that. I think, you know, a lot of people saw it from the Patriots last year with the stuff that they did with their tight ends. You know, Gronkowski's got such great size. You know, he's hard to cover. Even if he's covered, a lot of times he's still open, and Brady was always able to find him. You know, we play Cincinnati this week, and that's a big part of what they do also. Gresham at one tight end, and then their first-round draft pick, Eifert. Both of those guys can line up as wide receivers. Both of them can run after the catch. You know, a lot of times it keeps you in base personnel. And, yeah. You know, and then they start looking for matchups. And if you match with nickel, you know, they can get those two tight ends in there, and they can block and make it hard for you to hold up in nickel against a run. So matchups are a big part of the NFL, and, you know, that 12 personnel allows teams with those big tight ends to be able to exploit some of those matchups.
Well, so tough to get ready week in and week out as a player when you're a little bit banged up. But, Coach, you guys have been very smart about how you were, at least even this past weekend, how you're going to utilize Calvin Johnson, meaning almost monitoring his snaps as the game went along. I mean, do you expect that this week? Is he close to 100% when you talk about your star wide receiver?
Yeah, you know, he's getting better. Every week he gets a little bit better. So, you know, we'll see where he gets to by Sunday. Last Sunday there were some things he could do, some things he couldn't do. Scott Linehan did a really good job of taking it into his play calling. Makes it really difficult on the play caller, just sort of making sure the right personnel's in the game. You know, second half, Calvin was feeling a little bit better. He played a few more snaps in the second half for us. And when he was out there, it affected what Cleveland was able to do. They put Joe Hayden on him. It took one of their best cover guys out. And it dictated coverage. Calvin made a couple big catches for first downs in that game. But, you know, some of the other stuff that opened up, Reggie Bush's touchdown, Joe Fourier's touchdowns, I don't know if those plays, you know, have the same impact when Calvin's not a threat, whether he's in the game or not, if he's not a threat to be in there.
Let's talk about your defense a little bit here and just your evaluation of it. We always talk about the front. We haven't spent enough time for me to be comfortable knowing what's really going on in the back seven. If you just kind of think about it from that perspective, Jim, I'd appreciate a little conversation here.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think our safety plays have been good. In this last game, we had Jordan Cameron at tight end for the Browns. One of the best tight ends we faced this year, and we faced some good ones. You know, Jermichael Finley and Bennett from the Bears. I mean, there's been some good tight ends, Rudolph from Minnesota. But, you know, he was a guy, I think he had five touchdowns coming into the game. You know, was averaging, I think, almost 14 yards of reception. Really made a lot of big plays. And our safeties allowed us to sort of keep him out of the game plan. You know, and I think that, I mean, keep them out of their game plan. He made a few catches late in the game after we were up 14 and we were really in prevent mode. And I think his statistics looked a little different than what his real impact of the game is. You know, we've had some injuries back there, but so have a lot of people. You know, we just try to do whatever we can to win that game. You know, and it's not always going to look the same. It's not always going to be the same thing every single week. You know, we've gotten some really good play out of our linebackers. I think that's helped our secondary. DeAndre Levy intercepted two passes in this game. He's got four for the year. You know, one of them was when we were up seven with, you know, I think 3 or 4 minutes to play. Cincinnati was driving the football. They were close to midfield. C.J. Mosley got a good rush. You know, Whedon sort of tried to get the ball out of bounds, and Levy was able to come in and make that interception that put our offense in the position to be able to go up 14 points. And, you know, our linebackers, Stephen Tulloch and Ashley Palmer and DeAndre Levy, have really had outstanding seasons, and that's helped the back end also.
Well, what's going to be on display in Ford Field this Sunday about 1 p.m. is two outstanding defensive lines. I think the Bengals are pretty darn good, and your group's not too shabby either, Coach. But what do you already talked a little bit about Giovanni Bernard of the Cincinnati Bengals in their star tight end that they drafted, and Tyler Eifert. Andy Dalton has somewhat turned it on the past couple weeks. Have you seen it? What have you seen as the difference in his play for the Cincinnati Bengals?
Well, he's got really good weapons all around him, and that doesn't diminish his skills. I mean, it accentuates his skills. We mentioned the two tight ends. A.J. Green is a guy, you know, a lot like Calvin for us. Even if he's covered, he's still open. So they still throw him the ball, throw it up high, and let him go make a play. Their other two wide receivers, Sanu and Jones, they're strong guys that run after the catch. They can catch the ball in traffic. But, you know, that 1-2 punch at running back helps them also. Green Ellis is a hammerhead. Really picks up tough yards, and there's going to be some contact when he's carrying the ball. And Bernard has stepped into a increasing role every week. You know, and like anything else, the greatest reward is the opportunity to do more. And every time they've given him the ball, he's made something happen. He's made some big plays for him in the run game, but also in the passing game. I think he's got 20 receptions so far, and you know, he's really a guy on the rise. And you know, just give the quarterback an option if it's third down and 10 or first and 10. That if the coverage takes away their guys down the field, takes the A.J. Greens and the tight ends away down the field, that he's got a check down guy that he can go to and not just get 3 or 4 yards, but be able to, you know, pick up first downs and potentially explosive plays. So, you know, I think Dalton's done a really good job of executing that offense, getting the ball in the playmakers' hands. Like any good point guard, like any good quarterback, that's as much part of their job description as anything.
Jimmy, I don't know if this is accurate or not, but just observing the production of all the games you've played so far, you guys do a really good job of not, I won't say taking away the number one receiver, but limiting the number one guy. And often a guy that's the second or third receiver on a team is the guy that lands up with some production against you. Can you talk about that a little bit? Because it looks to me like you like AJ, here comes AJ Green. You guys will play him tough. And that's what I see when I see your football team. I think you've done a nice job of figuring out who's number one, which is not hard to figure out, but then you do something about it. Is that a fair observation by me?
Well, I think every team's going to try to do that. They're going to try to take away what a team does well. You know, if a team, when we played the Minnesota Vikings, there was no secret. We're going to have 8 guys in the box. We're going to try to stop Adrian Peterson. You know, of course, he took the first carry of the game for about 80 yards, so it doesn't always work out the way that you want it. But, you know, scheme-wise and things like that, our plan's going to change a little bit every week. There's going to be some guys that we're going to try to take away and make the quarterback go somewhere else, whether it's run game, pass game, you know, whatever it is. You know, we do the same thing in protection. you know, you want to try to accentuate matchups, D-line versus O-line, and, you know, move your guys around a little bit and try to dictate protections and where they're going to slide to center and who can be one-on-one. You know, I don't think we're any different than other teams mm-hmm. there, but, you know, it is something that we work hard on a weekly basis.
Well, Coach, we always appreciate your time. This should be a great one Sunday afternoon at Ford Field, and good luck to you, and we'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Take care, Jim.
Head coach of the Detroit Lions. They are 4-2. The Bengals 4-2 also heading into Ford Field. Jim Schwartz, hard-nosed group, and the Bengals and Marvin Lewis, they want a hard-nosed group as well. That should be a dandy this Sunday.